Your first course is free. Conservative Theological University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD, all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the issue today that is really, really, really aggressively coming upon us, and that is the voting, the election time of 2026, when the pot industry, the marijuana industry, they've already been actively working, in fact, since they were defeated in 2024. They've been working to get it back on the voting ballot for 2026. We're dealing today, talking today with Lawrence Perkins. Lawrence Perkins with Keep Florida Fresh. We're talking about marijuana, what it will do, what's being done, and what we need to look forward to in the future, and how, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, need to respond to it. Lawrence, again, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. And ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you'd like to ask Lawrence questions about the marijuana industry, ask questions about what is taking place and why we should vote no on any amendment that would allow marijuana in the state of Florida to be used recreationally. Lawrence, we've got some folks that historically had been conservative Republicans that at one time were against lobbyists and openly spoke about that. One of the representatives of the state of Florida. Speak to that. Who is that representative? What is he now doing, and what effect is he having with the pot industry?
Dr. Youngblood, one of the things that we have seen just recently over the last few months is how many individuals that we thought we could count on that have changed their position and stature. And I do want to talk about Matt Gaetz in just a moment. But one of the things that that we know is that the THC derivatives out of hemp that are have been profoundly benefited from the Ag Bill of 2018, Rand Paul this year blocked, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, blocked legislation in regarding the Ag Appropriations Bill that would have restricted some of the THC derivatives from hemp. Rand Paul blocked that. This week, this very week, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas effectively blocked for the second time this year a ban on THC derivatives that you can walk into convenience stores throughout the state of Texas, and a minor can walk up and buy THC-laced products. We're talking about a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old can walk in and buy THC products that will absolutely destroy their mental capabilities.
Chewing gum, bubble gum, gummies, et cetera, et cetera. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, but even more so than that, and I'll get into some of the other products in just a few minutes, but some of the things that this bill, this new ballot measure, effectively lays the groundwork almost a Trojan horse for some of the terrible products that are now entering the market. And we'll touch on that. But getting back to Matt Gaetz, when he was a representative for the first district here in Florida to the House of Representatives, he railed against lobbyists, held a banner up and said, boy, lobbyists were just not good. Well, one of the things that was published by Naomi Feinstein June 30th this year is that Matt Gaetz has now taken $250,000 as a contract to Trulieve, one of the biggest pot product manufacturers, and has a massive 380,000 square foot facility just on the just west of Tallahassee. He has now become a lobbyist for them, a complete turncoat, and we can't confidently rely on individuals. That we need to find out where they stand on these, because this is a serious threat. And this is not just the smell of marijuana. This is not just the use or threats. This is creating products and making them available. One of the things that the constitutional amendment will do, if it passes, is make the having the remnants or the trails in your bloodstream and other things that you can test for now. So if it becomes a constitutional amendment that they have access to that, then all of these other products that get the THC derivatives directly into the bloodstream so very, very fast and can hit that level of intoxication so very fast that those blood tests doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a member of the medical industry or medical delivery system, or if you are a driver or an individual in any number of different types of businesses or industries, child care. They can go in and take some of these new powder, just like an electrolyte that you put in your bottle of water, instantly dissolve it, take it, and immediately get a high.
And Dave, if I understand it correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, and we'll take our next caller in just a moment, but if it's a constitutional amendment, makes it a constitutional right, all of these workers, daycare workers, you can't say you can't use it, you can't take it, because it's their constitutional right. Am I correct?
That's right. And you can't tell if they did it at home, or they just went to on a break, drank a bottle of water, what looked like a bottle of water, and have just gotten extremely high. Mm-hmm. You can't tell, and you won't be able to tell, and it'll be protected.
That's right. Hold your thought a minute. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I think that you and your guests are saying that Morgan & Morgan is paying people to collect signatures. Is that correct?
Morgan, I'll let Lawrence speak in a moment. Morgan is one that spent about $6 million of his own money in 2024, and he's spending millions today. I don't know how much of that, but there are others that are investing in that. Lawrence, talk about that.
Well, certainly John Morgan has said that he built his firm stoned. We've got video that we've published out on Keep Florida Fresh's Facebook site where we have a video of him saying that he built his firm stoned. We know that he's an advocate. We know that that world, the litigation world that we face right now, where you have accidents that are caused by any number of reasons, including intoxication of various types, that litigation is the lifeblood of that industry. His involvement, though, is tertiary. You have organizations like Trulieve that spent almost $150 million last time.
That's right.
Not just Trulieve, but a consortium or a group of those entities are spending millions. Now, one of the things to remember is that in this last election, we had the benefit of so many people that were committed against Amendment 4 that made abortion a constitutional amendment. That was turned back. And we had the benefit of many, 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 many of those voters that were like-minded and help us turn this back. They strategically are leaving that off this ballot initiative, and they're going directly at what they think they can do in terms of turning people's perspective. They've also, again, adjusted the language and said, you can't advertise these to minors. You can't smoke this in a public place. as part of the amendment. However, one of the things that Miami-Dade found is that it was absolutely unenforceable to say you can't smoke this in a public place. They tried that. It failed profoundly, and it will fail again. So that aspect of marijuana use and the things that they've tried to put into this amendment to try to diffuse the objections against it, what is real is the fabric that it creates for taking and using THC derivatives and protecting that under the umbrella of marijuana use. So if they have it in their system, you can't do anything about it.
Nothing can be done because it's constitutional right. Derby, what are your thoughts in relationship to, and to answer your question very succinctly, is John Morgan has invested heavily in the past. He's investing heavily now, but he's linked also with Trulieve and other marijuana producing and distribution organizations that together they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, not just millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to get this passed. In fact, don't know if you heard just a few minutes ago, Lawrence was saying that he had interfaced with some of the petitioners out in front of some of the places of business, and they were imported from other states, and they were being paid $60 an hour to get these petitions signed. That's a pretty hefty return. They would not be spending that kind of money unless they have an idea that they're going to force this amendment to the ballot and force it as to becoming a constitutional amendment, making it legal in the state of Florida. What are your thoughts? What other questions would you have for Lawrence?
Let us forget Morgan and Morgan or any other group. The fact is that right now we have people getting paid to get people to sign the petition. So why couldn't the Florida legislature pass a law that says it is illegal to pay people to collect signatures?
Lawrence?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because what has happened just recently is the Florida legislature had passed some restrictions on how the individuals going out and soliciting signatures could behave, some of the things they want. But there's a judge that has overturned that legislation that was signed into law. There were things that restricted on how many signatures they could have in their possession at one time. There were other restrictions in place. That has been overturned. So the Florida legislature and the governor have put in legislation to try to make sure that this is not abused. But that's currently enjoined and not in place because of a legal action.
Not enforceable now because of a judge jumping in. That's very much like we see taking place with what Trump is trying to accomplish in America today. Derby, thank you so much for your call. It deserves our prayer. It deserves our prayer, our activity, and our speaking up while we yet have an opportunity to do so. We need to spread the word. Let people know that this is real. They're on the fast track for getting it approved. And as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to stand up and speak up and say no, no, no. We need to tell friends, family members, relatives, pastors need to grow a spine and speak about this and address this from the pulpits across the state of Florida in particular. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I'm completely against it. I will preface what I'm about to ask, that I stand firmly against this proposition. However, I heard your guest mention that drivers, the way I understand it is federal law still classifies marijuana as a controlled substance there, and professional drivers in particular, CDL holders along with pilots or anybody else, can still be subject to urinalysis and termination and loss of driving privileges or flight privileges, or marine captains as well, because these jobs, not only do you have the public trust, you're also under insurance regulations as well, and employers can mandate that employees stay drug free. So whenever he said drivers, that kind of caught my attention, and I wanted to ask your guest to follow up with that, please.
Sure. One of the things that you can be assured of is that there are so many loopholes there that you can drive a truck through it. One of the things that you, in the state of Florida, if it becomes a constitutional right to be able to smoke and use cannabis, the effect, the psychogenic element of that, the THC that goes into the bloodstream, you can't differentiate when that was taken. It can stay in their bloodstream for weeks. And so if it becomes a constitutional right, you can't determine when that was taken. And that will open up the doors for all kinds of litigation. You were talking, or we had a caller mention a while ago, one of the legal entities here in Florida that makes their living off of having trials and suing people. The floodgates will be open to all kinds of those lawsuits. But whether you're talking about a forklift driver, or you're talking about an over-the-road driver, or you're talking about an ambulance driver, in the state of Florida, if it becomes a constitutional right to be able to consume cannabis, and that means the cannabis derivatives that show up in that bloodstream, you're not going to be able to take action against
it. Cannot enforce it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Jim, one of the things that's on the horizon, too, you know, President Trump is already talking about changing the regulation for the use of marijuana in America. And Lawrence, speak to that.
Well, and I did want to say, I heard him say, that's not right. I mean, are you, your question about whether or not it's right that they, that the testing of their blood or the other things won't go forward, or that it's just on a principle, not right issue?
What I'm saying is that it's not right. There is, I've spent the last 35 years driving a tractor trailer, and I haul hazardous materials there. I can't imagine my fellow drivers out here with that kind of load and that kind of danger on a THC product. To me, that's completely wrong, every shape, way, and form there, because you're endangering the public. That yes. includes airline pilots, ambulance drivers, anybody who works where you have a vehicle or a piece of machinery that can injure themselves or others on a altered state from a drug. It's no different than standing behind a lathe with alcohol. You're just asking for a limb to be torn off, or worse.
I couldn't agree with you more, but there's also an example that we had just recently of a truck driver that got his CDL license from the state of California and West Coast, that came into this state unable to read the stop signs, unable to read the traffic signs.
No comprehende English.
That did not and could not understand things, and resulted in the tragic death of three individuals. Okay, one of the things that makes, as Dr. Youngblood mentioned earlier, Florida such a grape, is that it's not the 23.4 million residents of the state of Florida. It's the 142,000, almost 143, excuse me, million visitors to the state of Florida last year. Mm-hmm. When you make that protection or that authority to be able to use and use at will in the state of Florida as a protected entity, a constitutional right, that is a vast market of individuals, and the flood of individuals that will come into the state just to be able to freely use cannabis and cannabis derivatives. And again, I want to emphasize, it's not just about smoked cannabis and the dabs and the other things that they may use. It is an entirely new industry and profound amount of threats that come from the cannabis distributors or derivatives.
May I ask one more question, sir?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. Cigarette manufacturers were guilty of this in the 60s and 70s there. Can you address the THC content of the hemp plant as opposed to the early 70s or 60s, as opposed to where it's at now, and how much more the effect or dangerous the effect is on the human mind?
Good question. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Absolutely. One of the things that in Florida Trends in the Florida Trend magazine from last July, they spoke and did a feature article on Trulieve and their facility, the 380,000 square foot facility on just west of Tallahassee. They bragged that the potency, the THC levels of the cannabis that they're producing there is now many, many times. They were at 19.8%, I think, average. But that's not the threshold, okay? Once you do the benzene extracts and you do things to consolidate or extract that from hemp or cannabis or whatever.
Did you say benzene, sir?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Benzene's a known carcinogenic.
Well, if you look up how they go about extracting the THC, there is a process that you're going to want to look at. But nevertheless, the technology is such they can extract the THC and then take it and concentrate it. And so you get astronomically high potency levels and by a factor that have never been seen before. And those are the pieces that are going into the dissolvable powders that you can put in your water bottle, that you can put into candy, that you can put into just about anything. Those high THC concentrations are profound.
In other words, Lawrence and Jim, what I believe Lawrence is saying, and it is correct, as one writer put it, it's not your mom and dad of the 60s marijuana. It is a highly refined, greatly increased in the THC content that is the problematic thing even today. Not that it wasn't problematic in the 60s with many that may be listening today and were accustomed to and familiar with those days. Those days are gone. We're talking about a totally new entity that's coming into the marketplace and will saturate and, I believe, destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in the state of Florida if this passes. Jim, do you have other questions or comments?
No, sir. I'm just good program, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We need to keep praying. Thank you for calling, Jim. Lawrence, our time is rapidly dissipating, as the little boy says. Let's jump to another portion of the broadcast's content today. What are some of the medical issues? We're talking about issues that most people do not think possible, medical issues that will affect our sons, our daughters, and our grandkids, and all of the youth in the state of Florida, and those that will come in by the hundreds of millions from across America to come into the state of Florida, because this will become a constitutional right in the state of Florida if this passes in our next election. Speak to that, Lawrence. What are some of the issues? For example, in my research of the past, it will cause major defects in the memory, attention span, normal functions of the body, et cetera, et cetera. Speak to some of those issues.
Absolutely. Dr. Youngblood, there are a profound number of things that will affect different people different ways. However, one of the things that is universally understood, especially in the medical community, is that the younger users are profoundly impacted because the cannabinoid receptors in the brain are killed off through this use of THC. Those are not regenerative. Now, your mind may be able to recover over time some of the things, but it has a direct impact on the IQ. It has a direct impact on verbal learning, working memory, decision-making. That cognitive impairment is just one piece, and it's especially true of anyone that uses below the age of 25 years old. Now, there's also some evidence
that
if I could
jump in for a moment, Lawrence, into my understanding, that's the very age level that they're targeting across America, and especially now if it's focused on this constitutional amendment. That's the age group they're targeting with that will use the different derivatives and not just puff the marijuana.
Well, and for those individuals, we just need to be in prayerful. But we've got to be able to educate them on what those threats are.
Yes.
And they don't understand at their age what those threats actually mean. Their minds have not been fully developed yet. Their thought processes have not been developed yet. But beyond the cognitive impairment. There's also the mental health risks, and I'll touch on that. There's addiction and dependence. There's impaired academic and occupational performance. The physical health effects, the things that it does to your heart, the things that it does to other things, the social and behavioral changes. You know, one of the things that we touched on in our off-air conversation about the number and the incidents where you have mass shooters that have been had dependencies on marijuana.
Yes.
And we'll touch on maybe that on another time. But in the neurodevelopment risk, the developing brain is particularly vulnerable to THC. It alters the brain structure and function, and especially the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus. That impacts the impulse control, the emotional regulation, and the cognitive flexibility of an individual. The social withdrawal that happens. You have increased risk-taking that they would not understand. There are physical health impacts in that you have increased heart rate, respiratory issues, and in some cases you have syndromes that that force uncontrolled vomiting, impaired academic performance, and stuff. Just the ability to understand and comprehend things are retarded. The addiction and dependencies that as they try to use it and they use more and more, the dependence on that is characterized by cravings, the amount of tolerance that they have, and the withdrawal symptoms become increasing. The mental health, and this is really so very frightening, mm-hmm. is the impact on increased anxiety, depression, and the psychotic disorders, leading all the way up into schizophrenia. This destroys lives, and it destroys the future of these individuals, and it destroys families.
Absolutely. And, Lawrence, you touched on that. The recent mass shooter was depressed. He was in gender transition, and as a result of that, he wanted to detransition. He was depressed because he could not. He was in a state of anxiety and depression, but it's a proven fact that he was on a psychotropic drug that helped embrace that condition that he was in. He could not fathom, he could not properly think, he could not recognize what it was had done and was doing to him. We got about 10 seconds. Wrap up our broadcast, Lawrence.
The threat is immense. I hope people will take some action items and try to educate themselves. Certainly, we will publish things at...
Tell them about your website.
KeepFloridaFresh.com, and we'll have others out there to try to pass information over to you that will help provide the context of what this threat looks
yes.
like.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, we plan on having future broadcasts on this subject. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on